This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Roughly 8,000 airport workers in New York and New Jersey won a $15 hourly minimum wage and union recognition with the service employees. The deal is a major victory for the Fight for 15 movement and could create a model for subcontracted workers across the country to bargain for higher wages. Hillary Clinton told a gathering of donors that Russia's hacking was an attempt to undermine our democracy prompted by President Putin's personal beef against her. She said that the hacking, along with a public letter from the FBI director about her email server, had cost her the election. The average pre-tax earnings of an American in the bottom 50% of income was $16,197 in 2014, a nearly invisible 2.6% gain over 40 years. Over the same period, the top 10% of Americans saw their pre-tax incomes grow by 231%. Across the entire population, the employment rate for whites has declined more sharply since the pre-recession peak than for other ethnic and racial groups, sliding to 60.1% from 63.6% of the population 16 or older, seasonally adjusted. For Hispanics, the share declined somewhat less to 61.9% from 64.7%. For blacks, it slid only slightly to 56.9% from 57.8%. The FTC now says in a new rule and settlement that used car dealers who advertise cars as certified, they can do so even if they have not repaired recalls. An employee survey at the National Park Service several years ago found that over half of the female rangers and three-quarters of female park police experienced sexual harassment on the job. Hair salon workers in Illinois will now get one-hour training every 2 years to recognize the signs of abuse and assault, along with referral services for their clients. Leader of the Congo, barred from a third time in office, thus far has refused to leave, seemingly for fear of his safety and exposure of corruption. A chemical leak from an asphalt plant in Corpus Christi has tainted the drinking water and was not reported until several days after discovery. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.